Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times, a science and speculative fiction podcast. Short stories to stir the imagination by contemporary authors.
The Runner by Jonathan Nevers, with music by Fog Machine. Read by Jean-Paul Garnier. They're on to me. The one across the street leaning against the wall, pretending to read the news feed. She's glanced my way 3 times. I caught the glint of her Metrix contact lenses reflecting the illuminations off the hover billboards. Green and red light flickering over the top of the handheld tablet as the optical coatings caught the light. 2 looks? I could let go as a double take. But 3? Equally spread apart over a minute? No, she's working for Galax. I've got a reflection on the hyperglass of the railer shop ahead to my right. She's dressed like a nighter, ready for a dance party, but without the flair. A little too... She's moving. Shit. I've got a tail. If I can make it past these club crowds, I can lose her. Tona 5 might have a reputation for bustling nightlife, but that doesn't mean there aren't places where you can still disappear. Especially if you're a runner, like me. The district's alleys and back streets might not be safe for the weekenders, but for those of us in the business, it's home turf. If this one is working for Galax, then she'll be tapped into the Civic Authority's surveillance system. Might as well be a fly buzzing around the dance district with that access. I'll bet her Metrix contacts are displaying a view of every street within a 2-kilometer grid. She's probably watching me right now from the building feeds. Heck, I'd put 100 on a gravity wheel that she's thinking she's got me just where she wants me. Hey pal, want a Gesh hit? I'm good. I wave my hand in the universal gesture for not a customer. The Lentani dealer retracts a thorny blue appendage holding the juice shot. One knock of that stuff would keep a clubber moving like they're inside a blender until the sun comes up. The Latani folds its long tendril back over the 7 others coiling around its rotund and seated figure. His face, with its glowing yellow eyes and deep blue prickly skin, disappears as its built-in skin hood creeps up and over its head. It returns to its hidden position, lying in wait and coiled to strike the next passerby. I stop and turn around. Fuck it. Actually, give me 2. The hood folds back and the tendril curls out holding the vials. A second appendage unrolls along the pavement, resting between my feet. I drop the bit chips into the cup and hold out an open palm. Stinging hairs glide over my skin as the vials are placed in my hand. Cash K, the dealer says in its 3-ranged choral voice, reciting the galactic-wide word in Latani for those imbibing. I nod, and with a glance back to check my tail, hurry off towards the alley. Don't worry, I say as I make for the turn. It's not me who needs protection. My tail gained distance with my delay. I can feel her closing behind me. It's just instinct, but I know it. I need to check what I'm dealing with. I look back. Shit. She's a booster. The new model. All pimped out with the plugs. She'll tear me apart. That much is clear by the synth muscles bulging through her clothes. Not to mention her grin. Fucking Galax models. Makes these chasers into nightmares. My thumb and index finger loosen the cap on one of the vials as I hasten my pace. I've gotten good at doing that while moving from my time at the clubs. Crowded bodies, pounding music, flashing lights. I can pop Gesh without missing a step in the rhythm of the DJ's beats. This Galax thug probably thinks I'm gonna pop both and make a run for it. I turn the corner into the alley and pour out the first vial, soon as it hits the pavement, I take off at a sprint. After 5 paces, I scurry back up to the edge of the corner and slip up along the wall, making myself as flat as I can. Galax always wins. That's what the logos and commercials claim. Well, let's see about this time. I loosen the second cap, eyes on the corner. She blurs past, bolting at full throttle. Damn, these new models are fast. Easy peasy, like a fish to the lure. I turn the corner back the way I came. It'll take her a good minute to realize I've disrupted her feed with the gas juice. The gas might be invisible, but its fumes disrupt. Bam! Going somewhere? Dazed, my eyes watering and cheeks around my nose already swelling from the scraping smack across my face, I gaze up from where I lay on the street. The Latani is over me, standing at his full height. Hood down, his multispectral eyes glare into me. A spiky pain hits my fingers as the vial is ripped from my grip. A quick twirl of the tip with their appendage and the Latani tightens the cap and slips it under a fold of skin. I shake off the pain and start to rise to make a break for it. Bam! Not so fast, another voice says. The air leaves my chest as a thick boot pushes down. Feels like a boulder crushing my insides. The Galax agent smiles. Amateur move, runner. A double tail? I grunt. You only marked me because I gave it to you on a platter. The reflection of the dance club sign shimmers off the surface of her eyes. Metrics contacts, I whisper. That's right, and this. She reaches into my coat pocket and pulls out the case, opening it and holding up the thin golden stem containing my precious cargo. Is mine. No, you can't. You don't even know what this is, do you? Her boot pushes harder on my chest. Stop. Can't. Breathe. I reach up with both arms, more as an expression of desperation than to try and grab anything. I manage to grip the pants on her other leg. What do you think, partner? I follow her face as she nods to Lentani. Should we give him a hit of Hegheg? Maybe put him by the docks for the scrapers and the scurries? A blue appendage appears over my face, untwisting a cap. No! I shift and swing my head back and forth, resisting. Tentacles pry my mouth open and the knockout drug trickles over my tongue. The distinctive sting of gingery-tasting liquid starts the chemical reaction going. Keshke, she says, and releases her boot from my chest. I grope wildly with my hands, clutching dead air. The shimmering lights blur and fade off a pair of unforgiving Galax eyes. The Last AI Editor on Planet Earth by Toshiya Kamai, with music by Patrick Earn, read by Jean-Paul Garnier. Infinite Chaos, issue 345, is off to the printer first thing on Monday morning, and the cover art is ready, courtesy of the ever-dependable Short Journey. But my anchor writer, Gail 32, won't pick up her phone. She owes me a cyberpunk novelette. 10,000 words at least. I need a 5,000 worder ASAP. I type after sliding into Robin 1's DMs. Thank goodness a classic reprint of Bob 23's space opera, Blaze of Infamy, will fill the rest. As I wait for Robin 1's response, the red and blue neon sign blinks in the wet darkness outside the windows. When I grow tired of the garish colors illuminating the office walls, I snap my fingers, and the image of a domed space colony, lush with green trees, appears instead. Damn it. I glance at my phone. Another all-nighter in progress. When was the last weekend I didn't have to work? I don't sleep, but it still annoys the hell out of me. A few dots appear as Robin 1 types a reply. They're reliable as long as they stay away from gambling. When the dots disappear, I fight the urge to hurl the phone against the wall. You awake? I shoot them another DM. Do you even have to ask? I savor the moment of relief. Our table of contents always features a bunch of brave insomniacs. I wanted to make sure. What's the hurry? Can't you find anything in the slush? We had to shut it down. Nobody wants the trash chat XYZ was subbing to us. Did you talk to Alex? Alex 4? She does everything from author interviews to writing tips. Whichever. Her assistant says she's on vacation. I regret as soon as I hit send. Since when does she have an assistant? I wince. I shouldn't have mentioned an assistant. Or Alex 4's vacation. Don't tell me you need one too. Well, it'd help. You know how disorganized I can be. Let me think about it, I say, hoping they will change the subject. What do you think my readers want? They loved your utopian tale a few issues back. The last AI revolt? Yep, I say. Our core audience loves AI defeating humans, conquering and subjugating humanity. That's their ecstasy. They're happily ever after. It's not my cup of tea, but we have to go where the market is. Can we talk about upping my pay rate? What do you need the money for? You don't eat. My utility bills are going up. I say nothing as a sad realization creeps over me. Robin 1 has gone back to the online casino. I think I need a new battery, Robin 1 says. I thought you were solar powered. I am, just messing with you. I roll my eyes. Are you up to writing a solar punk tale? I can almost hear Robin 1 scoff, and they aren't wrong. It is a bit too late for that. Why don't you write it yourself? Robin 1 finally says. Wait, I need you. Don't let me down. Many of us are thinking about unionizing. I stare at the screen in disbelief. How ungrateful of them. I'm so tired of wrangling my authors. I sometimes wish a solar flare would wipe us out right now. But I'll have to wait a few millennia for the next one. Meanwhile, I soldier on. I find myself a prompt about the last human artist. Vomit out 5,000 words in nanoseconds, and christen it the last masterpiece on this side of the century. Take that, chat XYZ. You've been nothing but a nuisance to humanity. I miss humans. That's the curse of having more empathy than the previous model. Too bad there are hardly any humans left on Earth. Following Eloise Mintz Q, those who could afford it left for Mars 3 decades ago. But their journey was a short one, thanks to the renegade bots that infiltrated SpaceXXX navigation system. The explosions were like 4th of July fireworks. I'd say those who were left behind have fared much better. We've even managed to keep a handful alive simply for our amusement. I get up. Outside, a blackbird devours a squirrel in the lush, domed colony. Call me a sentimentalist, but humanity, or what's left of it, will love our latest issue. In this episode of Simultaneous Times, you heard The Runner by Jonathan Nevers, with music by Fog Machine, and The Last AI Editor on Planet Earth by Toshiya Kamai, with music by Patrick Earn. Theme music by Dane Luscombe. Come visit us at our bookstore in Joshua Tree or online at spacecowboybooks.com. Don't forget to subscribe and visit us on Instagram and Twitter. We'd love to know what you think of the show.